hot batter, soaking in oils and bubbles, and my glass of wine and book. The only thing that I don't seem to have is you. My mind keeps wandering back to you in this dark and stormy evening. I don't know what it is about this time of year, but I always find myself getting a little more aroused. And I don't know if it's the darkness of the month, the sexy costumes, the social gatherings, but I always find myself just wanting to be a little bit more mischievous. And maybe that's what makes Halloween and October so much fun. Isn't that what makes anything fun? Being just a little bit defiant, a little bit mischievous. I find it fun. I find it a lot of fun. Maybe this is why I have such a hard time being a sub. Or maybe I just haven't found the right strong-willed guy. Dominant guy. To help me to turn off my thoughts and to I don't want to say control me because, well, I don't feel like that's what it's all about, but guide me. And so instead I get to sit here in my bath and be lost, thinking of you. Thinking of all the things you would do to me. My hands drifting to places in the candlelight, trying to get this ache. This ache that I'm feeling. This ache. That only you can help me with. I want you here with me, running your hands over my naked, wet body, touching my breast, licking and biting at my neck. That's why you know that I made this audio just for you. Because I felt like being mischievous. Because it's fun. And I can turn you on. I can make your cock twitch with just my voice. Can you imagine what I could do if I was actually there? I know what I would do if I was actually there. If you were here, it doesn't matter. I'll take what I could get. But if you were here, for instance, I would gladly invite you into my bath with me. Happy to scrub you down, to wash you, to massage you, Let me take care of you. Because let's face it, when's the last time you took a bath or spent any kind of self-care on yourself? So, let me do that for you. You deserve it. Let me just suck your cock. Let me lick the pre-cum off of the tip. Oh, because you know I enjoy that. You know I love sucking your dick. You know I look forward to it. Oh, it's my reward. Right? You're so kind to reward me. Thank you. Yes, let me massage your body. And when we're done with all of that, you will so kindly let me suck your dick. Oh, let it blow in my mouth. And I will swallow because, well, no one likes a mess, so I would definitely swallow. It's kind of my thing. But you're not here. And that makes me so sad. And I don't know what to do with my time. I don't know if I should use a vibrator. My fingers. I mean, I have tried both, but none seem to be working. I guess it's the story of my life. It's what happens. It's what happens. That's what I get for being excited to talk to you, excited to hear from you, excited to have you touch me. Not the only thing that helps. Oh, the only thing that helps is thinking about your touch, and that just isn't enough. I need you. Please. I'll play good. Maybe. I make no promises, and let's face it, you don't really want me to be all that good, do you? Because that's not fun. Remember, mischievous, the way you like it, the way you want me to stroke your cock, to beg to suck your dick. When we get on all fours, and you just stick it in me, oh, pound it in me, like only you can, like only you can satisfy me, and baby, I need you to satisfy.